It's 544 at WGIL. This is Gale from Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Another jazz performance this weekend at Prairie Players Civic Theater. In fact, the last one of the season for them, and then they get back into theatering again. Not that they ever really stop. I know, I just made up a word. Just lay off me. It's been a long week. Heather Norman of Prairie Players is here, and Andy Crawford is here to talk about the performance as well. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Heather was just trying to get me to buy a tote bag. I'd love to tell you why, but that's probably not allowed here.
Probably not allowed here, no.
But if you have the means, let's just say if you have the means to purchase a tote bag, you probably should do it.
Yes, you should.
But don't say, but you didn't hear that from me. All right, so you've had a couple of these jazz performances this summer, Heather. It sounds like they've worked out pretty well.
We've been very happy with the response, and we hope that it will grow. We've had a number of people come to the three first concerts. This will be the last concert, and we're hoping we'll be able to do it again next year. So, and hopefully grow the event. So we're excited. It's jazz on the backstage jazz.
Andy has worked with Knox Jazz Year, and I think that's how you got involved with it, Andy. And it sounds like from your standpoint, it's probably worked out pretty well, too.
Yeah, it's been fun to be able to showcase some of the different groups that I work with throughout Central Illinois. So,
and it's a pretty darn nice venue, if I do say so myself. Not that I've ever spent any time at Prairie Players or anything.
Yes, you've spent a lot of time, but not actually in the back patio. So,
well, like I passed through it on my way in a time or two, but you know, I know we've talked about this series before, but. Maybe explain a little bit what led to this and why it seemed like a pretty good idea, other than the obvious need to continue to raise funds, of course.
Well, it's really about doing something for the community, and there is no jazz opportunity in the summer you have continued jazz in the summer. There used to not be jazz in the summer. You're looking at me funny.
Yes, there has been no jazz over at Fat Fish yes. this summer. So
it was an opportunity to offer something that people are used to having year round that we can offer once a month. We have a lovely space in the back patio, and we've had restaurants come in and supply food so you can sit and have a nice summer evening. In Prairie Players' backyard, as it were. And then we also have our own built-in inclement weather location. So it was pretty much kind of a no-brainer to be able to do something in the summer that got more people in our doors.
And as we've said before, I think that's something that I think Prairie Players has successfully tried to do in the last number of years is we call it in radio non-traditional revenue, but I'm thinking alternate uses for the space instead of just being limited to being a theater.
Well, first and foremost, we're a theater, but there are other opportunities for us to do things like concerts during the summer and utilize our other spaces and just really showcase more artisticness. We all, you know, throughout Galesburg, performing arts, which is not just theater, it's also music and, you know, maybe dance at some point.
So Andy, I'll have you, there you go. Andy, I'll have you talk about the performance this Friday because somehow by the grace of luck, exactly how many groups are you involved in?
At last count, 14.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just thinking of calling it the Andy Crawford Summer Concert Series.
Well, if it keeps taking off and you get more people attending it, then I think that's a very viable alternative idea. But Andy, tell me about this group. And as I just alluded to, it's a group that you're a part of.
Yeah, this is John Miller and the Romaniacs. It's a gypsy-style jazz group. And so if people aren't aware, gypsy jazz came up in like the 1930s France with a guitar player named Django Reinhardt. And it kind of stays in that same vein. So like, you know, picture a cafe in France. And that's kind of what you get. It's a really fun group. It's two acoustic guitars, upright bass, and clarinet, saxophone. Yeah, and this group's been around for a number of years, probably at least 10 years.
Maybe it's just the fact that you have a dumb guy conducting the interview here, but I think in the times that you and I have talked and the times that we've talked with your cohort, Nikki Malley at Knox, that I'm really surprised at how many different types of jazz music there seem to be.
There really are.
I would have never thought of something called gypsy jazz until you had just explained it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think it's like any other genre, like you can say classical music, but within classical music, there are so many, you know, you can play two different things and be like, wow, is that really in the same genre? Or even rock music. Like, so yeah, it's the same with jazz. And that's really what I tried to do this summer. I, you know, brought in four different groups that are completely different. And I think people are really like John Miller. John Miller is kind of a legend in the Central Illinois area.
Yeah.
He does the gypsy jazz thing very well, and you know, kind of stays to the roots. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Tell me about the rest of the group.
Well, we don't play that much anymore because the other guitar players, player Joe Park.
They're in other bands too?
Well, he actually lives in St. Louis now.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. He moved down to St. Louis about 5 years ago and really has started, you know, getting on the trad jazz scene in St. Louis. And so we probably only play 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay.
Just when he can make it back. And so, he and John are kind of the foundation of the group. And then, from Millikan University, professor of saxophone there, Perry Rasp, is coming. And, we're really looking forward to playing.
Tell me a little more about what you plan on playing Friday night, then.
Well, we're probably playing mostly Django Reinhardt music.
Okay.
And, you know, Django is a really interesting guy. He, he was a gypsy. From France. And actually, I don't know if gypsy is the appropriate term anymore, but that's what he always called himself.
We'll let you get past it for now, sure.
Yeah. But he started this style of music, and he was a phenomenal composer. And that's probably what we're going to be playing is probably from the Django Reinhardt book.
And then the description from Prairie Players here in describing the music and that sort of thing, it mentions another thing I didn't know, that about the world's first jazz club was established in France.
Huh. I guess I didn't know that either.
The Hot Club, I believe it
the
says
The Hot Club.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Established in 1933, it says here. Uh-huh. Again, that's... I'm finding out more things about jazz through the last, you know, couple of years of doing this than I ever thought I knew, but that's fantastic. So sounds like it's going to be a pretty fun, pretty cool performance at, again, a pretty cool venue on Friday.
Yeah, and it looks like the weather's going to hold out. So
yeah.
And we've had three beautiful nights, and hopefully this will be the fourth one.
No rain until after. You guys should be well at home, snuggled up in your beds on Friday night. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
So Friday night at Prairie Players, Heather?
At 6 p.m., there's a $5 cover charge, and then Jimmy's will be supplying, we'll have pizza available for sale.
Fantastic.
And then Prairie Players also has beverages.
Okay. Yeah,
and I believe children under 12 get in free.
Children under 12 get in free.
We have been getting a number of families coming out since it's the earlier hours, so it's a nice little place to bring out your chairs and have a little picnic.
Yes, we should. You need to bring your own chair.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Fair enough. Unless you want to stand for a couple of hours. Hey, you know, to eat
there
the
is
zone,
some grass,
right?
But you need a blankie.
I understand. So if I didn't know any better, Heather, I would imagine that you'd probably already plan on doing this next year. Sounds like this, again, has worked
pretty
well.
I would like to do this. It seems I've enjoyed it, and I think it'll grow as, you know, people talk about it and we become volunteers, and we've had some changes in volunteer base the last year, so... As we get a little bit more structured.
Some crazy guy started helping you out a few times, but you know, it's neither here nor there. I'd love to introduce you to him sometime, but you know. after this, then you're pretty heavy back into theater performances.
Yeah, we start our main stage series in November. We do have one more music thing, although it's not jazz. It's Oompa music.
Really? Oh, right.
We have
right.
Oktoberfest that will be coming up on September 14th, and we have a really good German band from Quincy, of all places, They are a hoot. So, and we'll have beer and brats and pretzels. So you won't want to miss that.
That sounds like fun. I know you did that last year too, right?
We did.
Yeah.
So it was fun. You want to get out the Lederhosen and because we all, and I know everyone has Lederhosen hiding.
Well, you know, I don't like to talk about it.
And your dirndl.
Yeah.
Which is, the dirndl is the ladies' dress. So mm-hmm. your Lederhosen and your dirndls and come on down to Prairie Players.
I took German in high school. I'd forgotten more than I remember, but that's another discussion for another day. But we'll have to talk about that soon. This event on Friday is on our community events page at WGIL.com. And gosh, I sure hope the Oktoberfest thing will be there as well.
I'm sure it will, one way or another.
Again, I'm only saying that because I just gave my annual lecture on submitting to the community events calendar before earlier in the program. But nonetheless, Heather Norman, Andy Crawford, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck this Friday.
Thank you.